Hey, it's Joey. We're The Edge Show at MMS 2012, Las Vegas, Nevada. With me, Rod Trent. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So for the folks who haven't seen you, known you, why don't you give the folks at home a little bit about yourself?
Give them the five-second monologue.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Rod Trent, the founder of My IT Forum. My IT Forum has kind of been a staple of the Microsoft Management Summit, well, since the beginning, and that's an interesting story as well. It's a community, a website, you know, basis, but a community that we reach out into the real world, help out user groups. We support systems management, you know, in the Microsoft world, which now relates to System Center, and it's a large, extremely large community, and we do, you know, put forth a huge effort just to kind of connect people to be able to support each other. So
one of the reasons I wanted to have you on today is through the interviews leading up to MMS, and even just yesterday when we were talking with Brad Anderson here on stage, there's just something different about MMS, and the one thing that you can put your finger right on it, it's community.
Exactly.
Is just this amazing community here at MMS. Talk a little bit about, you know, how that kind of all came about.
Right. Well, you know, to be honest, this conference, that was the basis. That's how this conference actually started. You know, also being my IT Forum, we're almost like MMS historians to a certain extent because we've been here since the very beginning. Because this conference actually started as a non-Microsoft conference,
right,
way back in 1998. So we've kind of been embedded in this since the beginning, and even at one point it was a My IT Forum conference. But we built it on the basis, on the premise that, you know, people just want to get together in a room, put faces with names, talk about technology because, you know, it gives them a sense of community because they're with like-minded people.
Right.
And that's extreme value to people. And that's what MMS has actually evolved from, and we've been very good, Microsoft's been very good at continuing to keep that community aspect. While other conferences have started, you know, you've got, you know, TechEd and things like that, MMS just has that one special thing. And, mm-hmm. and really the thing that ties that together, people love to come here, and it's because of the community and the community events.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of times I'll hear people say, well, the IT pro guys, they're not the guys that like to sit around and talk shop all the time. And the reality is, I spent a lot of time, a lot of years in that IT pro role.
Yeah.
And you're fighting fires all day. You're dealing with the users calling, screaming and yelling. Because let's be honest, nobody just picks up the phone going, hey, I want to just thank you. Everything's running great today, right?
Right, right.
And so sometimes we get, you know, a little lumped into that. Because you look at some of the other worlds, the developer world specifically, really, really hardcore into that community stuff.
Yeah.
How did this kind of all evolve? How did you, this particular community just kind of come together, and how do you maintain that?
Well, you know, how it came together is just one of those interesting things. I've lived long enough, you know, I'm getting older, I've got the gray hair and stuff, it's starting to come in. I've lived long enough to understand a few things in life, and the one thing that I do know is that the really valuable, the really important things are unintentional, okay? Mm-hmm. So, way back when, we've been kind of around since SMS 1.x or previous has been around. And at that point, it seemed like to us that a Microsoft developer went home one weekend, put together SMS 1.x, put it out for download, and thought, hey, let's just give it a whirl. And Microsoft really didn't support it at the time. I worked mm-hmm. for a large financial firm at that point. And people kind of forget, you know, today people talk about economic woes, et cetera, et cetera. Back in the early late 90s, we had the same type of economic problems. Mm-hmm. People were laying off, even within this huge financial firm, you know, 70,000 PCs worldwide, laying people off, particularly in the IT function, because even back then, the IT function was more considered like a secretary or something. It didn't really have that professional organization. It wasn't considered that. So we deployed SMS 1.x, and even though it was not the best product in the world, it saved our jobs. It saved that company. So that really incensed me. I'm like, oh, I get this management stuff. So we just started posting online. You know, I'm just going to post some stuff up. And it was back in the world in the internet when most pages were created in Front Page. You remember how ugly those were? But right. We thought that was cool. I can create a website.
That's great.
Yeah. So we started posting things. And what we found out right away is that there were other people like us. You know, oh, this is great information. I can use this. Because nobody was sharing at that point. You had, you know, previous to the internet and the web pages, you had the BBSs,
right.
You know, and there was that whole transition period from BBS, people still trying to cling to that BBS thing. And those were a type of community. Those worked really extremely well. But it took, there was a, like a, if you think internet world, there was a generation that it took for people to start doing that on the internet, kind of get it. So it was just a grassroots thing. Hey, we just want to start sharing. And we found out people just really thought that was extremely valuable. So that grew into, you know, more people following, more people identifying where the content was coming from. And we just, it just evolved from there. So how to maintain it? Quite honestly, and a lot of people, I'm sure you do, but a lot of people don't understand that a community, and a community as large as my IT Forum, is a full-time thing, you know? I've been doing this for so long, I don't even think about it anymore. It's second nature to me, just the amount of hours that I work and the amount of time that I'm online. But it really has to be cultivated and managed, because you think about a community, you know, my IT Forum right now is like traffic, 135,000 unique visitors a day. And that's a lot of different personalities. So it takes not only a unique person to be able to manage that, but it takes a lot of time to be able to cultivate and manage that type of thing. So
one of the great things that I love about it, and you know, I'll admit it, back in the day, I used the website, right? You've got 135,000 people that are coming there looking for answers to questions that the reality is until you're right in the middle of the weeds, right in the thick of things,
right,
you're generally not going to see some of the problems that have kind of cropped up.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what, I mean, it's just amazing in that it just keeps just kind of building and building and building, and you just start to get that buzz.
Well, and fortunate for us, and fortunate for Microsoft as well, System Center is doing really well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the buzzword right now. You know, System Center, the cloud, managing the private cloud. And it's been good for us because as System Center continues to grow, as System Center is evangelized into areas that it's never been evangelized before because everybody wants to use it, everybody finds my IT Forum because that support, that third-party support is there. So as System Center continues to grow, my IT Forum continues to grow. So we're able to evangelize those people that maybe they were managing with a script, you know? And now they're like, oh, I can do this a little bit better because, you know, System Center is actually on people's minds right now. How do I manage everything? So
it's kind of almost a growing up of sort in the fact that, you know, I'm so guilty of having the same 15 or 20 scripts that I've taken with me from job to job to job, right? They're still on the floppy disk.
They still work, yeah.
Eventually I'll put them on a USB, but yeah, that's exactly right. But now it's you know, the ability to manage and to automate.
Oh, yeah.
From everything is just becoming so prevalent.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way, the tack that we took from a content perspective, because we have a lot of bloggers, have a lot of people that write articles and you know, the support stuff, but that's the tack that we took. Even before it was called System Center, we just identified it as systems management. Everything needs to be managed. Now, Microsoft is doing an excellent job with pulling the products together to be able to manage that from a full perspective. But everything needs to be managed, and everybody has their own unique way of doing it. So whether it was a script, whether it was, you know, working with SQL or Windows, you know, we needed to be able to provide a vehicle for them to get support for all of that because, you know, it just really makes their life easier the more that they can automate.
So one of the traditions here at MMS is, this is absolutely crazy. I experienced this for the first time about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was walking by the entrance to the expo hall prior to it opening for the very first time of the conference, and there is this huge line all of the way down the hall. So I walk in, and I was working one of the booths, so I walk in, I go in and I sit down, and they're literally over the PA system saying, you need to get out of the aisleways, we're about to open the door. I work a lot of conferences, you typically don't hear that. And the minute those doors open, there is a mad rush. We call it running of the bulls here.
Yes, we do.
And they're going right to your booth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. We've always kind of had every year we have the annual My IT Forum party. We have, you know, people that sponsor the party. That's how we pull it off. Because, you know, it's Vegas. It's very expensive to pull a party. So, you know, the sponsors are, you know, they're they know that, you know, this is popular, so they're very willing to do that. But yeah, again, it's another one of those intentional, unintentional things that, you know, just like kind of bloomed and happened. But every year, yeah, we tell people, even in the vendor expo, every year that, you know, they start select booth selection, you get vendors fighting to be next to Mighty Forum because we have the ugliest booth in the world, okay? And it's always in back in the corner because Microsoft puts us there because that line is going to fill up and, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, these people just line up and they want this, and I don't even have it on right now, but it's just a little button, you know, that gets them access to the Mighty Forum party. And all it really is people get together and put faces with names that they talk, people they talk to during the year through Mighty Forum on the support and stuff like that. But it's a simple thing that people just find valuable to be able to do that, thank people for helping them and things like that. But yeah, it's just something that's always kind of been embedded. We tell the vendors in the expos we walk in, you might want to watch out. You might want to get out of the way. And a lot of them are like, nah, don't worry.
You don't have anything to worry
but
about.
But then after it happens, they start coming to the booth. How did you do that? What are you doing? You know, so, and that's one of the funnier things, too, is that, you know, I'm a geek, okay? Pure and simple, you know, mm-hmm. gadgets, system center.
Right.
And that's how I started out. Because we have built this community over the years, unintentional again, I've had to become extremely good at marketing. So This is just another one of those marketing areas that we have, you know, done, mm-hmm. one of those unintentional things with the Mighty Forum party. It was interesting because we had the party last night.
Yep.
It's a first-come, first-served basis. So people, that's why you see them running back there. And in fact, last night, there were bouncers on hand, a medic, and a fire marshal because they were just afraid. You know, ah, come on, these people are nice. They're not going to do that. But
yeah, no,
just
right.
in case, yeah, just in case. But that's the first time that we've had that. We're always like, oh, my goodness. You know, so.
But it's just amazing that a community can just come together like that.
I know. Well, at the party last night, you asked people, you know, standing up on stage and say, how many people knew about Mighty Forum before the party? And a lot of people, about half raised their hands. So some of them are running just because everybody else is, you know, because they'll come through and they'll get that party ticket and they'll go, I got a button.
What is this?
Now what do I do with this? You know, but then once they get there, we're able to evangelize community, be able to pull those wallflowers off and get them connected with people who are part of the community, because our community is so loyal and so good and so kind. There's a lot of communities that you can go to and they'll tell you to read the manual.
Yeah.
You know, one of those comments. This community is not like that. It's just like MMS. It's the same type of thing. People are so nice. They're willing to help, willing to chat, willing to talk. So it's just, it's incredible.
That's awesome. From your parties, have there been people who may not have been engaged at all in IT Forum that have now surfaced to the top as maybe some of your top contributors?
Oh, yeah. They're over the years, and the unfortunate thing for us is that those people that are become top contributors are really intelligent, really smart, they end up working for Microsoft. You know? So we've filled
you
a lot of positions.
Right?
Yeah. We filled a lot of positions at Microsoft. You know, a couple of really good friends of mine, top consultants at Microsoft, who have come up through the ranks of Mighty Forum. And it's just, again, you know, I'm not going to promote it as a career thing.
No, right,
but at the same time, you know, it's just the level of intelligence. Those people always do seem to rise to the top. You can tell, you know, this person is going to be provide valuable content and valuable support. You can just tell.
Well, Rod, thanks very much for joining us. I wanted to have you here. I wanted to thank you for the work that you do with Mighty Forum and the community. I mean, community is a big part of the folks that I go out and I talk to and those user groups and those IT pros. So I wanted to have you here, give it a chance to tell the folks at home, if you haven't heard about it, myitforum.com, check it out, go there. Where else can people get a hold of you?
Well, I tell you the truth, we have other community events at MMS this week.
Okay.
Mighty Forum is always involved in community stuff. We had the Meet and Geek last night. We have some other things this week, so you can check that out. Also, go to myitforum.com. We have many different vehicles there to get support, read content, things like that. Once a month, we have an SCCM Guru webcast, which Brad Anderson is actually going to be on our next one, the first week
awesome.
Of May, to talk about MMS-type stuff. And as I tell everyone, my inbox is always open. I can pretty much answer an email 24 hours a day, and there are people that test me, okay? So my inbox is always open for questions, comments, anything. I'm always accessible. I mean, just like the community is, so they can get a hold of me in any one of those fashions.
Do you ever sleep?
wife doesn't think I do.
All right, Rod, thanks very much for joining us, and I will catch you later. Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather, right after this.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Rod.
Thank you.
For everybody else at home, make sure you comment if you've got comments for Rod or anything. Don't want to reach in there. Of course, comment on all of our videos. Reach us on Twitter, @TNEdge. And again, Rod, thanks very much.